This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first half of the 2025 regular legislative session and take a look at what could be coming in the second half.
I appreciate my colleagues and all the work that they have been able to do so far this session.
Real proud of our caucus. We put in a lot of long hours, put in a lot of hard work.
The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly began on January 8th. Since then, 10 new members have spent time with their 24 colleagues hearing bills in committee and discussing these measures on the floor of the Missouri Senate. Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin of Shelbina is among those who continues to tout House Bill 495, which relates to public safety.
From the very start of the session, public safety has been a top priority for our caucus and for the governor.
This is also the first proposal to reach the governor's desk this session. Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Doug Beck of Afton says there have been other victories for other Missouri senators this year.
And negotiated on some really tough bills. And then quite a few members of our caucus passed their bills out of chamber.
We believe that people who are adults can make very different decisions than children.
Among those pieces of legislation moving through the process this year is Senate Bill 66. Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Tony Luchtemeyer of Parkville says this measure would modify provisions relating to the age of marriage.
We actually just passed another piece of legislation that banned child marriages, so an individual cannot get married until they're age 18. I think that's appropriate. That was a bipartisan piece of legislation.
I just want to say I'm really happy.
Another is Senate Bill 38. Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City is the sponsor. She says her proposal seeks to create the Missouri Creating a Respectful and Open World for Natural Hair, or Crown Act, to prohibit certain discriminatory practices as such they relate to hairstyles in elementary and secondary schools.
Being kicked out of school, being treated unfairly, bullied, prevented from doing extracurricular activities, proms. Not our state, but there is even states where they couldn't even graduate from high school until they cut their hair.
I guess my highest level of interest is being involved with our state budget.
Following spring break, we will continue working on the budget for the next fiscal year.
The next big item for lawmakers will be the fiscal year 2026 state operating budget. Senator Rusty Black of Chillicothe is vice chair of the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee.
We're getting through those budget books as well, and we've got more on tap.
Senator Maggie Nirenberg of Kansas City also serves on the panel. She says she believes the proposed budget to be $300 million short on the Education Foundation funding formula.
My priority will be to restore the full funding that our foundation formula requires to be able to ensure every student is able to receive a quality education.
The full Missouri Senate typically receives the 13 measures that comprise the next budget toward the end of April. The fiscal year 2026 state operating budget is due to be delivered to the governor no later than 6 p.m. on Friday, May 9th.
We need some property tax relief across the state.
And also committed to protecting the will of the people.
Another issue that could become a focal point in the second half is property taxes. Senator Joe Nicola of Green Valley says he sponsors several measures that relate to this.
I've talked to a lot of seniors. They're really upset. They're crying. They can't afford the increases, and they're losing their homes. So we've got to do something about it. We got to protect our property rights.
Another issue is women's health.
We're going to stand strong for protecting the vote of the people on Amendment 3, which gave Missourians the right to safe legal abortions.
Senator Tracy McCreary is from St. Louis County.
Having no further business before the body, I move the Senate.
Session will resume on Monday. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will come to a close at 6 p.m. on Friday, May 16th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.